Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Hold on, I just finished doing a post.
You know how I can always tell when you're stalling? Here's your standard stalling.
Boom. Yep, that's my... I've got a whole bunch of them now. I have to go back to my... I have a saved website that I found tons of life hacks. So you tell me if... you may have done this one, Jack, to be honest with you. Have you ever, like, bought a book... You know, think if, you know, for college kids, or if you got kids that are going into school and stuff like that, you buy a used book and things are highlighted in there already.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Like, oh, I don't need that highlighted. I can remember that. But this I need highlighted. And before you know it, the whole book's highlighted, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can remove those highlighter marks from a book.
How?
Lemon juice fades it enough to make it virtually undetectable. So you got to cut a lemon in half, get some juice on a cotton swab. Don't just pour lemon juice all over the paper.
Yeah. So
like on a cotton swab and run the swab over the highlighted text and
or
watch
a Q-tip.
The color. Right.
Yeah, you could put that on a Q-tip.
Watch the highlighted text kind of fade away.
Isn't that something? I didn't know that.
Lemon juice from a container also seems to do the trick, although it's not really as good as the fresh squeeze stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The older the mark, though, the more stubborn it is to remove, but it will eventually make its way the page.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Well, my life hack is one way to avoid workplace drama. And it occurred to me as I looked at this, man, I haven't had any workplace drama in years. I mean, except with you two, of course, but that's amazing. But, you know, you'll have that. And I thought this was a great one. One way to avoid workplace drama and be well-liked is to compliment people behind their back. Because you know inevitably the person that you
Word's
said something
get back to
gets back to them. And they're like, oh, wow, they said something nice about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, don't make it up. I mean, genuinely find something to compliment them about.
Yeah.
But I like that.
Okay, that's good. Well, I tell you what, I originally, on my life hack, I originally was going to, and I saw it yesterday, so it is legit, making, you know, a mask during these times right now out of a bra.
Yes.
Out of a bra. But
I saw it too.
Did you see that? But I really I really don't want to get into it. You figure it out.
Jack did tell me this, and I said, you know, it'd be a good bit because you just go over to Kohl's.
Yeah, well.
And just say, no, I'm just, this is for the.
Well, that's where my life hack takes over here. Now, we're not going to Kohl's. We're going to Target.
And oh, Target.
And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but if the price ends in 8, it'll be marked down again soon.
I didn't know that.
If it,
you mean like 198 or like the SKU number ends in 8?
The price ends in 8.
Okay.
It will be marked down again soon. If it ends in a 4, it's the lowest it'll ever be. So
that's just at Target, though.
That's just
really
at Target.
Good thing to know.
Yes. Where, Target, where I took the oldest gift card in the world to, and there was still money on it. Remember that day?
Yeah. When, here, let me relive it. Ready? We go up there. He pulls out his gift card. When Jack has a gift card for anywhere, he feels like, you know, Daddy Warbucks. Because they're like, hey, it's $4.07. No, it's not. I've got a gift card. Like the money's not there. Or someone did not spend that money initially.
Right.
So he pulls it out, and this woman, like, scowls and looks at it. And he goes, no, it's from Target. She goes, I know. I've worked here 20 years, and I've never seen that one before.
But there was money on it.
And it worked. There was money on it.
It sure did.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.